Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who is going home to watch election coverage? Come on! Let's go!
USA! 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 USA!
I'm actually going to like an election party. I'm kind of excited.
I am being facetious.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What?
We want to be out in the community. I don't know.
What kind of, like at somebody's house to watch it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know how much I hate things like that?
And we're probably going to drink. Is that better?
You know how much I love things like
that? USA! USA! USA!
Okay. We don't talk about politics on this show, but we're going to talk about the politics of tonight.
Yes.
Like, I mean, okay. So, like, the Oscars, I stopped watching that how long ago?
It's been a while.
I remember I was really excited to watch it when I was like 10, maybe. And then I got in trouble. And then my parents were like, you can't watch the Oscars tonight. And I was really sad. And then I never watched it again.
Because you're like, oh, I didn't miss anything.
So the Oscars really, because you have some beef with my parents. They got me off of the track.
Right?
Like I was loyal. And then.
There's something about organized things like that, that just everybody's kind of glued to the TV. I just don't. Like the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys.
Those were more important when that was the only thing we had that told us whether or not it was a good movie or a good album or whatever. But now we have Rotten Tomatoes and just like random other things. I can just Google if people thought it was a good movie. I don't need to watch.
The movie that wins, I am not making
it. It's like a small indie
or just
random
something that's so
French,
snooty.
Yeah.
Where it's like the critics are like, this is a brilliant piece of filmmaking. And everyone just wants to see superheroes effing people up.
Yeah. Where's the nudity?
Yes. Nude superheroes effing people up.
Yeah.
USA. USA.
All right. So.
I love chanting that. That's really fun.
It's in honor of Aaron's party.
Yes.
We found an election night drinking game. This might actually get me to turn the TV on tonight.
This is going to get me blackout. USA!
Are you going to, like, okay, this gets weird, but are you going to, like, a party where there's mingling of potential mates, or is it all girls, or is, like,
no,
what?
There could be mingling. It's just a group of friends, though, that are just...
Okay.
But it's boys and girls, dogs and cats living together.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you wear to an election party?
Well, I was going to wear this.
No.
Do you have to wear a suit
or something? You know, the weird hats that are like flat with the thing and the red, white, and blue, like that, ran out my baby, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Music man kind of style.
Yes, those kind of hats.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we get those on short notice?
I don't know.
Is there an election party headquarters?
Are Spirit Halloween still open?
They might be.
Spirit election. Every 4 years they take over.
All right. So would you like to go through the things?
Yes.
Do we have any booze in here? Can we just play along
right
now?
We've got a lot.
I'm going to start here.
Okay.
The very first one of us is taking a drink. I guarantee it. The very first thing is, if you're watching tonight without an I voted sticker, take one drink. I don't have to drink. Do you have to drink, Aaron?
I do have to drink. I voted. I just don't have, I'm not wearing the sticker.
Yeah, but I think that's what's implied. You can have my other.
Yeah, you don't always get the sticker, though.
I got the sticker. Yeah.
What if you mail in?
No, it comes with it in the ballot.
There, he just proved he didn't get his ballot out.
Yeah, then I got mine. I got mine.
Wow. When you open the ballot, it's on the instruction page. Yeah. The I voted sticker.
So you can wear it even if you didn't vote? So that means nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, you would know that it was in there if you had gotten your ballot out. There's still time.
I know. I'll handle it.
Is there time?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know what time the polls close.
Yeah, I don't either.
Can I say something?
I sent mine last week.
I voted this morning.
Yeah.
And two news channels, like you guys know where I live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't live in Denver. I don't live in the cultural mecca. I basically live by Brighton. And the Adams County DMV had Fox 31 and 9 News filming the ballot box.
Hmm.
Mm. Can they film the ballot? I thought
they're just filming us dropping them in there. I just saw a thing on 9 News a second ago. They showed Adams County and they showed cars driving by. I'm like, I want to, like, if it comes back on, I'm just going to end this so I can see if I drive by. I want everyone to know that it might be me driving by, dropping off my ballot.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway, if you didn't vote, you take one drink. If Kentucky is the first state called for one of the candidates, take a sip of bourbon.
That's cute.
I don't know why they say that. Is it usually early?
I don't know. It's just Kentucky bourbon. So
well,
you,
I get
in honor
that,
of
but
Kentucky?
why would they specify
Kentucky?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a game. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, when you tip the dealer on a blackjack or something, and you're like,
Hold on. This is it. There's a dang it. Sorry. There it is.
That's it.
That's me. That was your hand. That's my car.
That's a Tesla.
That's my car. I swear. I feel this. USA.
USA.
All right. We have the rest of the game here. If you hear the phrase too close to call, take a drink.
Early voting is over in Kentucky. So that's why.
Oh, so they probably already have the answer.
Yeah.
They're just waiting. Because is that what they do? Do they like,
I don't
are
know.
They afraid to release the results? Because they're like.
Probably.
Because if they release New York before California is closed, then wouldn't you, like Californians go like, oh man, it's a landslide. Why would we even try? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah, if you're like paying close attention.
You have to wait until everything is submitted before you release your answer.
Yeah, I don't think they even let anybody report until the last poll is closed. Because it's just, you know, it's like. Since we're doing bad analogies, but it's like you're a football team and you're like the other team already has a bunch. No, it doesn't work. You know what I'm saying, though? It's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
If they showed that all the guys were in the tank for one of the two candidates and you're like in California going, well, I was going to vote for the other guy. It's like, what? Just why would I go? Right?
I get it. Anytime you hear the phrase too close to call, take a drink.
Do you understand ham you're going to be?
That's what I mean, in blackout.
Anytime a state is called for a candidate, name that state's capital or sip the... what?
Oh, no!
Sip the number of electoral votes from that state.
I can't do the capitals. I mean, I used to be able to in like second grade, but...
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I guarantee you I can do every single one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
I hate you.
It is. It's USA. Okay, there are so many more things you drink too, and we'll get to the rest of the list next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing this drinking game?
Woohoo!
So we're...
USA! USA! USA!
It's a drinking game for while you're watching election coverage. Check our socials. Erin will tell you where her party is tonight. How many people are going to be in an election party? Is it going to be like 20 people?
I have no idea.
How many delegates?
Here are the reasons to drink. If you don't have an I voted sticker, drink. If Kentucky's the first state, you got to take a sip of bourbon, not even a whole shot. That's not bad. So far, you're not getting all that hammered. When they call a state, you have to name the state's capital or sip the number of electoral votes from the state.
Mm-hmm.
For example, California has a massive amount of electoral votes. It's like, it's not in the hundreds, but I bet it's the second biggest state, I think, right? It's just huge. What's the capital of California, Erin?
Sacramento.
54.
What's the capital of California, Erin? Are you Googling?
No, I honestly don't know.
Take a guess.
I just...
Shh.
Is it Sacramento?
It is, but nobody knows that.
Yeah.
You would be drinking 54 sips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Easy peasy.
No, everyone thinks it's LA. Everyone. Just do.
There's a lot that are like that. The big city
is. Is Des Moines the capital of Iowa?
It is, yeah.
Okay, because I thought Iowa was one of those states where it's like out of nowhere, it's like Pella, and you're like, what?
No, it's Des Moines. That's
But what's
that's
another one what that it got. Is weird?
New York is Albany.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Are you serious? It's not New York City? The capital of New York is not New York.
It's Albany. Albany, New York is the capital.
I would definitely be drinking for that.
Yeah.
Next, any mention of voter fraud... Pretend to take a drink.
I love that. It's so witty and clever.
Psych them out. Fraudulent. You know?
USA! USA!
Do you think people are playing along with us right now or are they irritated with us?
Probably both.
Now, this is tough. Any mention of your current congressperson, senator, governor by name, take one drink.
We got J-Bone.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. J-Bone, is it like...
Is he a mayor? I don't know. What is he?
Oh, I think he's the governor.
He's the governor.
He's the governor?
Yeah.
Who's our mayor? Is it that Mike dude?
Yes. Mike.
That's the Denver mayor.
That's the Denver
Shout
mayor,
Shout out
yeah.
to Steve okay. Douglas, mayor of Commerce City. What? Yeah. What? USA! USA!
But congressperson, senator, going to need...
Can you name any... Can,
gonna
I need mean, to honestly?
No. What? Was Diana DeGette one?
I don't know. This is... You're listening to the most informed political show.
Yeah. We're drinking. But we don't know.
So you have to take a drink if you hear them mention my name. But I like.
Oh my gosh, we're idiots.
Is the one who's in all the ads one of them?
Oh, I don't know. Bobert. We all know her.
Oh, Bobert. Yeah.
We all know her.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was right. Diana DeGette is one.
Okay.
Is one. I like that. Nobody knows anything.
But is she up for election tonight? Oh my God. We're trying so hard.
It wasn't specific with if it was anyone up for election.
You know,
it just said.
They're doing their job. You know? Whatever they do.
We're allowed to vote.
There really should be a bit of a cognitive test. Like when you're filling the bubbles out, you should have to answer like 3 multiple choice questions.
I do feel really bad when like people are coming here trying to get.
Citizenship?
I could not pass that.
My ex-wife had to pass it.
Yeah.
And when she was studying for the test, like when we first sat down, it was like, how many members of Congress are there? And I'm like, Like, why would I know that?
At least eight. What?
I mean, the Senate, you should know, though.
Is it 100? Two per state?
100, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the only easy one. The other one's like 400 and something, I think. Okay. If Trump mispronounces Kamala's name, take a drink. By the way, it's Kamala. I'm not endorsing one candidate over the other, but this girl has been in politics a long time. This woman, this bee, say punctuation. What's that?
Comma.
Say la.
Yeah.
La.
Okay. That's your name. Do you know how many people on this radio station don't say it right?
Yeah.
If Kamala laughs for longer than 2 seconds, take a drink. Those two things alone
will get us faced.
All right. Aaron, what time did you start drinking? Early voting is in. Anytime you catch yourself also reading the same news from your phone as what's being discussed on TV.
Ooh. Okay.
Take a drink.
That's tough.
If your home state is mentioned, does Colorado matter?
I don't know.
Are we a swing state this year? I don't know.
In our hearts, it'll always matter.
It does matter. All right. Well, we're done. No more curse words. You have the drinking rule game thing.
Good luck.
We're going to end with one of these. Join me on three. One, two, three.
USA! USA! USA!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.